your world. This is WDW Today.
It's Wednesday. Is it February now? What day is it on Wednesday?
January 31st.
Oh, I didn't know if I had 31. All the best of 31. And it's episode 1599 of WDW Today. Can you believe it, guys? We've made it 1599.
We're not getting to 1600, though.
My dad said I'd never live to be past 18, so I'm counting my blessings every day.
Yeah, well, obviously, you know, we've been at this for a couple of years now ourselves, and pretty cool. Almost up to 1600 episodes. If you don't know, I've been slowly but surely, because YouTube was, you know, they're being YouTube recently, slapping people down. I've been uploading all the old episodes, too, of the show, so you can make sure you can go watch those or listen to those. You can't watch them. Go listen to those on our YouTube page, because they actually end up being the easiest way to not disrupt the podcast feed and to put up the episodes. So I'm still taking time. I think there's about 800 episodes or so that are available right now. Thank you guys all for joining us today, and we are going to be breaking down. It's back from our World Showcase breakdown, and today we're talking about the Japan Pavilion. But did everyone have a good week before we get there?
Yes.
Matt Lott says yes.
Had a good week.
Grease.
Yeah, I had pretty good.
Nope, you know. It's Monday, so how are we supposed to say?
It's been a week since we've all been together.
I see you every hour of every day in my dreams.
Oh. Is that good dreams?
Vivid.
Nightmares.
Oh, that's not nice.
No, you're saving me.
Oh. So I'm the hero in your nightmare?
Yeah.
Oh, that is like an emo
you're
song.
You're the hero in my nightmares.
Someone tell Tim. That could be a House of Heroes song.
Yeah, it could.
Well, quite a few people are joining us online. We broadcast most of these shows online on Facebook now at facebook.com/WDW Today. It's been pretty fun talking to you guys live. So if you have any feelings, any thoughts, any comments, feel free to get them in as well as we're live. We're talking about the Japan Pavilion. Somewhere that Will and I spent a little bit of time in.
Mm-hmm. You burned your mouth.
I did. I don't know if that's a good place to start.
Logan burned his mouth there.
Yes. I'm a fan of the Japan Pavilion.
He is.
I'm a fan of the
I like it a lot. It's actually one of my favorite pavilions.
I'm a fan of Japanese culture in general.
I am not.
Oh.
I just like the pavilion.
So, I like the shopping there. I like the food. I think of anything that, like, takes me back to being a kid at Epcot. For some reason, the Japan Pavilion is it. I don't know why. Every time I feel like we went to Epcot as a kid, we ate at, I don't know if it was Teppanyaki then. I don't think it was called that. It had another name. But we ate at the Hibachi restaurant. It was formerly known as the Teppanyaki dining room. It's similar to what you get at your local Japanese restaurant. But there's something about being in Disney World.
I'm going to make a bold prediction for today's episode. We're going to go off on multi-level marketing pearls at some point during this episode.
Well, I'm already in, so wink.
We talked about that on the show. Yeah. Like, Logan and I were trying to remember,
like, why did that come up?
Did we?
What do you mean why?
Grease brought it up, but we were trying to remember, did we already do the Japan Pavilion? Because we talked about the Pick a Pearl.
I think it came from Aulani, because they do it in Aulani, maybe?
No. We got there somehow.
Somehow it was there, but it wasn't that. So we're going to break down this pavilion and discuss it. It's one of my favorite pavilions. It's got a lot to offer. No real rides, no real shows, but for one of the ones that kind of lacks
good food.
Likes that good food,
great
shopping. So I really enjoy this pavilion. There is technically what they would consider an attraction, which is like a long-term exhibit area of Japanese art and culture. Last time I remember being there, which I don't spend that much time in the exhibit part, I have to say. I've only been there a handful of times. Probably in my
life. It's there, honestly.
Yeah, but they had a whole, like, Dragon Ball set up. It was pretty cool. So I remember when I walked through that, and then you walk in the store, and then it's just like Dragon Ball Bonanza. Buy all the stuff, Power Rangers and everything. It's great. A lot of candy in that store. But
lots of candy.
They do actually have a show. It is I'm not even going to try to say the word, but it's a Japanese drumming show.
Yeah, like outside.
Outside.
Yeah.
Matsuriza, that one?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Nice.
It's for what I've heard, the same
chorizo
family.
Chorizo is like Mexican sausage.
It is.
The same family.
It's a different word.
Has been doing it since the show started. They found them and they moved to Orlando.
That's cool.
And it's now the mother and daughters that do the show.
I've stopped and watched.
I watched it a couple weeks ago.
In passing, I've watched it. Enjoy it. If it's not too hot.
No. What is amazing is it's the two younger daughters kind of have to take a break, and the mom does not stop the entire show. I mean, she is just. She's beating the drum. She's just like, sun's out, guns out. I mean, she is beating those drums. It is no joke.
All right.
I do know that depending on the chef that you get at the hibachi, I would say an attraction would be them throwing shrimp into your mouth.
They do that. No, throwing shrimp.
No, they do that. They normally take it on the thing they flip it.
Disney's
like, we're not going to get... shellfish allergy complaints.
Oh, that's true. That's a good point.
Is that a thing?
Have shellfish allergies? Yes.
Well, I mean, I heard that people are scared of shellfish sometimes, like crabs.
They're just being a shellfish.
Ba-dum-bum.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I haven't eaten there in a couple years.
45 years
old. My wife and I ate there a handful of years ago, I feel like, and enjoyed our meal. I have had no complaints, really, from the Japan Pavilion for food-wise. There's also, the sushi bar area.
Tokyo Dining is what that would be.
Yes.
That's called.
And
actually, it's one of my
favorite. There's a lounge or something, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of broken up. There's a lounge area, and there's an area for sushi. Am I dreaming this? I feel like that's true.
Yeah, well, it's the whole thing is kind of, there's two restaurants. If you go upstairs, you can take the stairs or the
elevator. That's what I'm thinking. Yeah, it's broken up.
The kind of the back half of it is the hibachi restaurant, and then the front half kind of feels like two sections. There's a sushi bar that kind of makes an L shape. In front of the windows where they serve the same kind of bento box menu and sushi at the Tokyo Dining. It's probably one of the places that almost every trip we go there for something, if it's just a sushi roll.
Yeah.
The view is spectacular. I think it's one of the best views in World Showcase. If you've ever walked by it, you see the big giant
building structure.
Tokyo, Japanese letter, what do they call it?
Yes.
What is that?
Character. Is it the Japanese character? Yeah, there's a word for it. Yeah.
Hieroglyphics?
Sure.
Is that not?
Anyways, you basically look out right through there. You see Spaceship Earth. I always ask for a table on the window. I sat there two weeks ago whenever I was there, and it's a great place if you get there right as they're doing illuminations. You can make a reservation typically. Yeah. I mean, I made a reservation getting on the Friendship boat going there last time I went.
Yeah, and the Japan Pavilion has a pretty decent capacity.
I mean, yes.
So it does feel like there's not always availability, but it does feel like there's more than a lot of the restaurants. There's a good chance you'll be able to get in. And it used to be a place that we used to walk up when we were kids, and they used to go up to the little computer. You guys remember this? You used to walk up. I think I've said this before. They used to have almost Skype or video chat before. So you'd walk into Epcot. At the beginning, there was television screens. I may be dreaming this. Just get a fair warning. And you'd video chat with somebody to make your dining reservations. And I remember, specifically at the Japanese restaurant, we discussing this. We're talking to this woman who's booking a reservation, which is really cool and futuristic at the time. And we're like, that's awesome. And she, my dad had done some TV stuff. She recognized my dad, which is great. Come a few hours later at the restaurant, she comes waltzing in. Sat down, enjoyed. I mean, it was cool, but it was also like that lady from the TV, the Epcot TV. She's on one of Epcot TVs, had come out and had materialized in front of us back in the 90s. Someone tell me if I dreamt that or if that's real, if you're watching online. Was that how you made reservations in the late 80s, early 90s? Or am I creating this is it a figment of my imagination? One of my favorite things, though. You said you make reservations. Are all the restaurants, do y'all take reservations? I don't even think I've done just the, I guess there is a counter service.
There's a quick service in the back. There's a garden area that's got some nice, waterfalls and fountains. Yeah. And they basically have, your basic sushi. They have two or three rolls, California roll.
Yeah.
Strangely enough, it's the same sushi that you can get if you go to the quick service at the beach club. So if you're there, which is
like the actual same, because I guess they make it, bring it.
They
there.
Make it, bring it yeah. over. That restaurant, a restaurant group that owns that. Just like we talked about how one restaurant group, kind of the Patina group, is
owning all of the downtown. Or
there's
Disney
kind of
Springs.
One restaurant group that owns all of Japan, basically.
Yeah.
And they're the same people who do the store. But I think the food there is pretty good. We did the hibachi maybe two trips ago.
Yeah.
They've taken the rice off for some reason.
No rice at the hibachi.
Right to the hibachi. They have like a giant.
This is not real.
Giant udon noodle. And so real massive, thick.
Yeah, my kids, I don't think, would be thrilled with that compared to rice.
No. Well, the rice wasn't even part of the show. The rice they weren't making, they would bring you like a side of rice with beef in it. And so you had rice and noodles, so I think they figured one or the other.
On hibachi? They're making noodles?
They don't like put it on there and chop up an egg in it and like sprinkle some sauce on it?
They've changed the menu recently.
They've changed our, taken away our hibachi.
It sounds like they've changed the whole culture.
That's right, Grace. That is what it sounds like.
Yeah, because they do the noodles on the hibachi instead now.
That's interesting. Right.
Well, I kind of want to try that. I don't know. But see, I usually now at Morimoto, so I'm eating a lot of Asian-inspired dishes while I'm at Disney World, which feels, it's like, to me, you know, people always say the Italian food. I saw an interesting person yesterday, last week, we said there's Italian food everywhere. Like, yeah, well, it's the most, like, palatable food. Everyone loves it. Who doesn't like Italian food?
It's so
food?
Heavy, though.
I know. That's why I don't
like,
usually do it.
At least Japanese food, like, you can eat it. And it's not going to just destroy you, I feel like.
Probably going to
happen
tonight.
Italian, though? Japanese you are?
No show.
No show Japanese.
No show hibachi.
Is that a... I want
to
go.
It's where you get it to go.
It's where you get more.
Oh, no. No show.
That's a thing. Is that called that?
No, we came here. We call it that.
You call it that.
Well, they have it. Well, actually, in the Japanese restaurant, I eat it. Where's the beef?
Oh, you get beef?
No.
I normally get beef and shrimp.
No, I was going to say, here's my beef about the whole, like, takeout hibachi.
Still expensive.
Same price.
Same price. So it is like, oh. Yeah. But then you... And also, if you order it for like four people, you have so many bags. Oh,
here's another question.
It's like you got soup, you got salad, and they're like, you want yum yum sauce? It's like, who says no?
Who says no to yum yum?
Why do you even ask this question?
Do they put the sherbet in there too?
No, they don't. You know what? No dessert.
Okay.
No.
So not only is it the same cost,
less food.
You're getting slighted. You're not having someone cook it for you. Like, do the volcano.
Here's my question about the cooking it for you. Do they have another, like, griddle in the back that... There is a guy doing the whole show just for no one.
Just to a mirror?
Because, you know, it's never at your station. You're like, why are they bagging this food that he's cooking? It's like, oh, by the way, here's six other people's order. And you also never see a random guy over in the corner just chopping, doing food for
I think they have
go.
A kitchen.
They definitely have a kitchen.
Yeah. I don't know. The whole restaurant's a kitchen.
Well, but no, there's usually an
no,
area.
See, there's like a
sadder
man who has no personality. It's like they put him on.
No, but is he trying it? Is he like, I'm gonna get the volcano down?
It's the guy that's been there for 50 years. He's got tenure. They can't get rid of him. So I mean,
so
they put him in the back. You put him in the back.
But you can't get our restaurant. Actually, the Japanese restaurant by our house, we eat. It has an area where you can just eat the food.
Yours is
you don't
great.
Have to do the no show.
You can do that at the one here too.
Yeah,
you can go in the bar area.
Yeah, well, this was not a bar; it's just they have like a restaurant.
Hmm. Right, they have that. There just happens to be also a bar in there.
Yeah,
I enjoy in our local area. I go to the lunch, which is the kind of the half show hibachi, half the price, half the show, same food, no sherbet.
How do they? Oh, no sherbet. I was like, how do they do half the show? Like, is the guy just not putting the effort in?
You just don't get the egg roll joke and you don't get the flying shrimp.
The guy, okay.
Which
out
basically
there and
is what
like,
you get at Epcot, back to Epcot.
Yeah.
You sort of kind of get the...
You get the volcano?
The half show.
You get the
or
volcano.
Or they just, like, put the lighter fluid in there, don't light it. And you just consume grain alcohol.
It's a dormant volcano.
It's actually a guy just with a lighter out. He's like, look, fire.
It's the best. Out of all the illustrations, Will,
you just nailed that.
Comedic... Nailed that.
My favorite part of the last time I did eat at the hibachi in Japan was we were there, I guess, whenever the last hurricane was, the major one that was supposed to hit Orlando.
Irma.
We were leaving like 2 days before that. So you go to you go there and you
and
very
was,
much.
You had the part to yourself pretty much.
Oh, yeah. Just for those couple of days.
I remember those pictures. That was awesome.
But Will did talk about when I burned my mouth. And Will probably recalls this better than I do. So there's a sake area.
Yeah, we'd also had like seven drinks by this time because we went to Mexico, China, Norway, United States.
The American Adventure.
I call it United States.
United States.
And then you get to Japan, and we went up to the cart, as you do, and ordered some hot sake.
Mm.
And they
left have different flavors.
It's not flavored; it's just sake.
Yeah, I like the apple sake.
That's not real sake.
That is debatable.
No.
I don't really know my sake lore, so
Kind of like, would you say like American more. Honey is real bourbon? All right. No. So Logan goes up. He gets the hot sake. Just tips it back, and it's like, ah! Oh, he seared his soft palate.
That's why I finished it off with a Labatt Blue.
Man.
I remember it not being great.
Did now, you skip, I say, how did you get the Labatt? You just
no,
skipped
I was just making a joke. No, we just skipped nothing, unfortunately. Later on, though.
Was this the same day as
this
the monkey?
This was the monkey trip, yes. Okay. That was probably the last time I had sake. I've had a big sake guy. Shopping, though, they have probably the best store.
Big ol' store.
Yes.
That's what's called. The big old Japanese gift shop.
Yeah.
So, it is called.
Right?
No. Oh.
Mitsukoshi. I believe is how you pronounce it. Mitsukoshi merchandise store. And there's actually a really good blog about it on Disney Parks, Field Disney Parks blog. They kind of break down it from last May by Stephen Miller, and it just goes through a series of how, like, all the different things they have there. It's really cool. It's not just Disney stuff, it's actually largely not. There's even some stuff that you're kind of surprised is there because it's not licensed Disney things, but it's for other. You'd say kids or animated series, like I said, Dragon Ball and anime, and a lot of that is there. There's an area where you can buy different goods, different. I like the candy section because I mentioned that earlier because you just are kind of, it's all in Japanese. You don't even know what you're getting. It's kind of fun to go in there with your kids and just be like, pick something out. Let's see what we get. And just see if you can kind of gross them out. It's really fun, and it's a really, like, well-done store. It's really big, and I'm looking through some of the options here.
You can pick a pearl.
And I was about to get to there. And you can pick the pearl. You've heard us talk about that before. And again, we're not really sure why we've talked about this
but
before.
You know what? You don't necessarily have to go to Disney to pick a pearl. You know, you can just search Facebook.
You can. And actually, my buddy Banks from Attractions Magazine and the Attractions Show, his wife, I just got invited last night to her page.
Stop it.
So now we got someone on the inside.
Banks' wife does a pearl shop?
Well, she's starting now, and I like went through the affiliate. They're
does
not
she
taking
need guests?
I asked. I was like, how can I be involved? Can I
ground level.
Like, I'll buy in. Like, I'll split this with you, Banks. He hasn't responded to my messages yet about it. Oh, man. But it's a really cool pavilion. I like it. It's one of my favorites. If you have time and you really are just spending your time shopping and eating, it's great. Obviously, not really. I mean, there's the show, the drum show, but there's not a traditional attraction there. But there is a lot of rumors right now that there will be a new restaurant that is coming there. I don't know if any of y'all seen that. No.
No.
This came out last week as part. This is from our friends at. It's from Tom over at WDW News Today, not to be confused with the OG show here. Part of the ongoing expansion of Epcot, the Epcot Pavilion, or the Japan Pavilion, now take it with a grain of salt, but not with a grain of rice. Because they don't serve it.
Touche.
We'll be adding a third table service restaurant, a signature seafood and steakhouse establishment that is yet to be named. And they even have internal documents that show different themed rooms, like a material room for check-in and lobby, a wow room, a water room, washi room, wood room, stone room, and earth room. No additional information is available at the time. It has been announced by Disney nor the third-party company that operates the dining venues in this pavilion. And no time frame for opening this new restaurant has been given. But it could begin construction in the next few weeks. They show where it is. If you look at the pavilion, which, by the way, if you ever want to ruin the magic of Epcot, go look at a Google Maps view.
Oh, gosh.
Because it's like, oh, look how beautiful it is. Then it's like like an old 80s building with a bunch of like busted up trucks in the back.
Definitely don't look at the Haunted Mansion ever.
Yeah.
That's one that'll definitely.
That's true. It's like a big old green building. But it's like over to the right. It looks like it may be even upstairs or to the back area.
The restaurant I see where they got the location.
Yeah,
it
reside on the first floor of the Shining Dining Shopping Dining Complex, taking over space utilized for some of the store. Uh-oh.
So, you know what? Last time I was in this store,
there was like a curtained off area.
There was a section of the store that they had just remodeled. This makes a lot of sense, actually.
I know. Now that you're saying that, I agree.
Because they had just remodeled the entire store. And then this section in the back were the most questionable items, like the stuffed Pokemon and the swords.
Mm-hmm.
Was strangely not remodeled. It's the part of the store that looks like, oh, this could be on the beach somewhere in Cocoa Beach.
Cheyenne.
Yeah, it makes sense. I think this is a high possibility. They're going to do something with it for sure.
Yeah, I don't know if it's necessary. I don't know if we need a third. If it's a really high-end steakhouse restaurant, that'd be cool. I would try it out for sure.
Yeah.
But when you have now a few sit-down Japanese restaurants, you have some walk-ups. You got Morimoto, which is Asia in general. Again, it starts becoming the Italy problem of Wind is too. Now, here's what I can say. Compared, I feel like, to the Italy or the Italian restaurants, all of these are pretty good. Yes. Like, I feel like they range from decent to great, where I feel like Italy goes from Tony's to, to, you know, the top of the line Italian restaurants that are still like, okay.
Olive Garden.
Yeah, they get to that level. They get to the OG level. But yeah, maybe I'll go to Olive Garden tonight. I live in an area that has an Olive Garden and a Japanese restaurant, so in your face.
Wow.
Don't mean to brag. Now you can find where I live.
Humble brag. Right?
Mildly depressed over here looking at aerial views of the haunted mansion.
Why did you do it?
Why did you do it in Greece?
It looks like the backside of a Walmart distribution center.
It's like our sound stage.
It's like a spoof t-shirt at the backside of Walmart. Haunted mansion on the front.
You don't want to see that.
Oh, wow. That's Rapunzel's tower.
What's interesting about all the talk of things that are coming up at Epcot, I think it's very clear. You know, I was just at Epcot walking around and kind of thinking, wow, you know, I love this park a ton. But when you come to think about like attractions, especially with so many of the things that are down, I mean, there's basically two pavilions completely down.
Which would be?
Body Wars Pavilion.
Oh, like the whole pavilion. Like the Wonders of Life Pavilion.
Wonders of Life Pavilion completely down. Universe of Energy. The Odyssey thing is like kind of a strange.
Kind of half used now, right now.
And so there's a lot of real estate at Epcot that is really underused. And so the park is, they're sort of doing all these festivals just to make up for the fact, I think, that there's not a lot currently to do there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a couple, obviously some great attractions, even though, you know, we've definitely spoke about what happened with the new Soarin' and kind of how it's a little less.
When I think about Epcot, I just envision, like, you know, when Oprah's like, everybody's getting a car. It's like, everybody's getting a festival.
Mm.
Like, if you want a festival, if you want a festival, everybody's getting one at Epcot. You want a Micro Machines 1990 festival?
Yeah.
No problem.
Yep.
We got it.
Just 1990.
Well, the, you know, the
90s.
90s.
Yeah.
Micro Machines are back. At least they came back last year. I think they've already begun again.
They have the ones you put the penny in the back and they...
Oh, I
haven't thought about that in a long time.
Yeah. No, those were not Micro Machines.
Yeah, that was a different thing.
Those were penny stunt cars.
No, they were something. It was something like that.
Yeah.
Should we see if there's any comments or any questions?
Penny racers is what they were called.
Penny
racers. Yeah. We did have a question that said, if the pavilion had an actual attraction, what would you want to see?
Well, there's always been a rumor of a Mount Fuji.
Mount Fuji,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
It's always come up, but I feel like that's essentially
Spirited Away, the ride.
Expedition Everest. Yeah, I would love a Miyazaki attraction. He has his dealings with Disney. He, you know, so.
Oh, man.
He's semi-retired now. He's pretty much retired. He's retired like 10 times. But in some sort of Miyazaki world, I'm all in. I don't feel like that's going to happen. He's building a theme park in Japan, so that's probably why.
I feel like they could easily work in Big Hero 6.
Yeah,
just
why not?
There it would be.
That's not Japan. That's San Francisco.
That is the problem. It takes place in a fictional town. But if you just did a stinking, you know, Circle Vision show with Baymax and Hero, I mean, that's enough there.
Because God knows we need more Circle Vision shows.
I like Circle Vision. Don't you take away my Circle Vision.
I hope so.
Bart Scott told me sometimes he wakes up in the morning for breakfast and he enjoys the Canada show just with his cup of coffee.
Has he built his own Circle Vision?
Well, I think he just I think he watches it. I don't think he's sitting there with like VR goggles on enjoying. Though I would probably do that. They need to make the VR like 5% more accessible, and I'll be sitting there
having cereal watching.
Yeah, they don't.
Martin
they're not
Short.
Great if you have glasses. Yeah, if you want to look like if you want to see what Martin Short looked like 15 years ago, is now he doesn't even look like the same human being. My favorite part of that one, we've talked about this already. We'll get to there is when they just start showing random celebrities that are from Canada. It's just like look. Jim Carrey, Jewel, and Mike Myers. And it just keeps going, and it's all like it starts to kind of like get lower and lower and they're just their headshots. It's very bizarre. Well, that has nothing to do with the Japan Pavilion. But I feel like we've kind of talked about what happens in Japan. Not like there's a lot more to dive into.
No.
It's not exactly the most expansive because there is no attraction.
Right.
It's not like a big thing. It's like you gotta see this. It's more like if you enjoy the shopping. If you enjoy the museum exhibit, definitely go through it. If you kind of, it's definitely, I'd say it's a little bit on the, if you've been to Epcot a lot and you have a lot of time on your hands, explore, enjoy. I say that about all the pavilions. Explore and enjoy the pavilion. But it's okay. I'm trying to see if there's any other comments.
I was surprised by the amount, like the different properties in the store. Because we got Johnny a Transformer.
Yeah, stuff.
Don got a Gudetama mug and just all kinds of
stuff that's not Disney related. Right. You wouldn't think they'd allow it in the parks. You can buy there. Like when Power Rangers was not owned by Disney, I remember it was not owned by Disney now. It was owned by Disney. After that, you could still get Power Rangers stuff in there because it's not Power Rangers. It's whatever the Japanese.
Super Sentai.
Yeah, Super Sentai. Mm-hmm. Here's a Disney show running ad right now. Are you guys going to go to this arena tour?
I don't know.
There's an arena tour coming to Nashville. It is the, and this is not an ad, this is just, we're seeing an ad for it. They've replaced Disney on Ice this year with, what's it called? Tickets on sale now? That's not what it's called.
Sounds great.
But they also, they're doing two Disney shows, Mickey and Minnie's Doorway to Magic.
It's just Disney Live.
Yeah. And then I'm going a few weeks later to, there's a Disney Junior Live coming.
Oh.
I'm actually probably not attending due to previous obligations, but I have a bunch of tickets for it. And it's got them Doc McStuffins. It's got those characters. It's a T-Pac.
Oh. Do they take the seats out so you get the full, like...
it is the dance party. All right, let's see if... let's go see these questions. Hey, guys, love the show. Here's what happens. You put these questions in here. I don't get to pre-read them before I read them out loud, so go easy on me. I have a question. I'm going to Disney World on my honeymoon in November. My fiance is a former cast member. I grew up during the parks. My question is, what's one thing we need to do while we're there on our honeymoon? That is a bit of a loaded question. One thing... I mean, you'll be there... Enjoy yourself. Go to a high-end dining restaurant at your honeymoon. Don't just do counter service. How much crappy pizza can you have? So that would be my suggestion, is go find a really good place to eat, whether it be at a resort or at any of these pavilions we're listing. Definitely do something that is more adult-oriented and that maybe takes you out of it a little bit. Maybe the Edison you had. You know, something like that.
And I'll tell you what we've done. Our first... honeymoon meal was at Artist Point, and so we regularly
It becomes your tradition.
It becomes our tradition. The restaurant has kind of gone downhill over the years, but we still go just because it was...
Where you had your honeymoon.
And be sure when you make the reservation, you may make them all online, call 407-WW-DINE and let them know you're on your honeymoon.
Yeah.
Specifically, let them know you're getting to the resort, it's your first meal. They will do some Disney magic. They used to go nuts.
Yeah.
I mean, 20 years ago when we were honeymooned there, they went nuts. Like, the head chef came out. They made us the signature dish at the dessert at Artist Point. It's a cobbler. So rather than it being on a normal dish, they made it for us on a cutting board and, like, spread out all kinds of fruit and stuff around it. They made a deal about it.
That's
so
awesome.
They will definitely... acknowledge that it's your honeymoon. They will do some special things. They'll definitely make you a special dessert, make you feel special. So definitely let them know.
Yeah. And you can put it in your notes if you book online, but I don't disagree with Terry. I feel I have more success with those kind of things when you actually are talking to a human being.
Yes.
So I still have I haven't used it in years, but I still have the Disney Dining phone number. You should call and just wait on hold.
I still have WDW Dining.
Maybe I used to call and listen to the hold music.
Where you guys like to eat for signature?
I mean, we've gone through a bunch of these. I'm trying to think if there's anything unique that I haven't touched on before. Obviously, if you do any of like the fireworks type dining, like your California Grill, you know what I really liked, which isn't necessarily the most fancy high end, but when we did a couple years ago, Ohana really late.
Yes.
We did Ohana like at 11, something that was like, it was open very late. And we went out with a couple of our buddies and it was quiet. Great service because of how late it was. They don't do a lot. They still do some of the show, but it's not like there's not the kids marching around.
There's 400 kids in a parade going around the restaurant.
So that's a different one that I don't think we've talked about. That's a good experience that we had there. The food's pretty good. I'm trying to think what else. I mean, obviously I've said my Morimoto. We've said California Grill a million times, though I had kind of a mixed time there last time. But overall, it's still a really good experience, especially if you go for fireworks.
Another thing you can do is if you go to one of the restaurants, find a wine you like at that restaurant if you're celebrating your honeymoon. And then when that wine is released, later when that vintage comes out and you can buy a bottle from the year you were married, have it on your 20th or 25th anniversary. I wish we would have done that on our honeymoon.
There's a decent amount of comments that I can't even say on the air right now.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Grease said, hibachi, this is back to Japan, hibachi is available on the cruise. Someone did put they won't allow fire, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Which makes, I don't know, complete sense.
Yeah, complete sense. They're not going to do volcanoes on the cruise ship.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's probably a bad idea. So,
but there 500 people can smoke in the casino. That's totally fine. That's
a good point.
Yeah, that is a good point.
It's a good point. You can't have fire on the, I guess it's the gas.
Probably.
It's got to be the gas.
Well, it's probably like just a company liability thing, I would have to assume. We're surrounded by water, no fire.
I can't find
their defense, you don't want them to get that wrong.
That's true. You don't.
We're going on the pod cruise, three of us, and it's in 37 days.
37 days.
35 from when you're hearing this, if you're listening on the podcast.
35.
You can still book and come with us. It's going to be a blast.
There's like 60 of us.
Yeah.
If you're ready to make a spontaneous decision, go right now to podcruise.com and book yourself a room.
If you're getting your tax statement back, and it was a good thing.
Mm.
I feel like Matt Lott and I should plan something that week.
We should.
The non-pod cruise. We should at least go have a bocce.
You should have come to the pod cruise.
That's going to be real fun.
My plan right now is come to work. Like normal.
Lott and Terry going out to eat at a hibachi grill celebrating the non-pod cruise.
That's true. We'll find out. We'll get a vintage
up
wine.
Up 1500.
I'm going to be up 1500 real quick.
Real quick.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I had bet on the Royal Rumble last night. I did.
Yeah, but I wish I had. You did.
Well, I bet in a random way, but I've been calling the winner of the Royal Rumble, and I thought of you for months.
Mm-hmm.
I was right. And part of me was like, why didn't I put like 10 grand on this?
Oh my God!
When I saw that,
I don't have it. But if I did, because I knew it was going to happen. They had made it. I mean, he was ranked number one to win, so I wouldn't have had that great return.
I put $10,000 on the season finale of Grey's Anatomy.
Gosh, me too.
You put that kind of money down on something that's scripted. They literally think you have inside info, and you may or may not get like shaken up afterwards.
I do have Vincent. I'm kidding. I don't.
You get shook down.
Is that what I do is I can just look at a story and go, this is where this is going. And the mm-hmm. wrestling is not that hard usually to break down who's going to win. Both the winners were the predictable winner. And
So you're kind of like just a really good stockbroker.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
You're a good day trader. Wrestling. Yeah, but for pro wrestling.
I can call the moves before they happen, man.
Mad props, dude. Respect.
I'm taking bumps in the ring right now. Terry took a bump.
Did you?
No.
For those of you that don't know wrestling lingo, taking a bump means that you just fall.
Yeah.
It does.
Like you literally
just fall. The ring makes a loud noise. And everybody's like, oh, cool.
Well, you have to fall a specific way, typically.
Typically. Safe. However, you don't necessarily.
No, because if you take it more hardcore, then it looks a little better.
Yeah, it does.
It looks like I had someone scream at that I thought they had got kicked in the face. The first time that it happened.
I will say this. I saw Logan and Dylan in the ring the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And Dylan did this like high kick to Logan's chest, and I literally thought he kicked him.
Yep.
And then Logan fell down.
Grease was so concerned.
Fell down and just plopped down on that ring.
As if I had been kicked in the face.
There was
just so everyone knows for context, there's a wrestling ring in our studio.
We're not going to say.
That sounds like a joke.
I can't tell you why.
There is a real wrestling ring. 16-footer, not a 20-footer. 16-footer, but this is a thing.
It's 9 feet tall.
You want to go run the ropes with me?
No.
Dylan
I've done it.
Has
they're slack.
Across his back from hitting the ropes.
Really?
Well, here's big. The thing.
It's
also
not even ropes. Can we talk?
No,
it's
can
wire.
This
can
is
I
why
say
people stop.
Something?
Okay, here's what I say. If you're a Disney fan, thank you. Have a great week. And we'll talk to you. We'll see you on the next show.
But
we'll keep it on this.
I do want to say one thing is that. So I got in there, and Logan's like, take a bump. So I fell. So I would not hurt myself mm-hmm. like I learned when I was in middle school in judo.
Yeah, like Ronda Rousey.
So what? I fell properly on the ground. And Logan and Aaron go, no, you didn't do it right. And I go, first of all, the reason they fall flat on their back is because it looks bad because you're not supposed to fall flat on your back.
Two, they also have extremely toned and well-defined back muscles, of which Logan and I do not have.
Hey, I'm not complaining.
To fall on. No, you did. You said, I couldn't walk the next day.
No,
you said, it hurt so bad.
I didn't hurt it.
Dylan,
it doesn't
we can't
hurt.
Even. Well, I'll show you in my text messages. I'm like, yeah, because you know what? Not in shape.
Oh, that's a shocker. I'm not in shape.
No, I'm saying we're not in the shape to take a bump.
I've been doing
like an actual WWE superstar.
I had... Dylan and I had two separate things. Dylan, who does the music on the show, I dropped him with a fake punch, and he's got upset. I never want to do that again. That hurt very badly. I got hit, super kicked in the face, fell down. It hurt. Then I was like, I kind of want to do it again.
You want to do it again? Mm.
I had that feeling they say when they're like, once you're in there, sometimes you're like, I got to keep
it's
doing
like hitting
it.
A good golf shot.
Logan likes getting – I get in there, and I actually physically want to hurt someone.
You do. You have a feeling
like,
of wanting
I
want to charge.
Punch somebody in the face, not fake.
Well, I think on a daily basis, though, like – you have that issue.
Could have just been the timing of when I got in the ring. Yeah.
Like, was it 2:30? Yes. Okay. Yeah. That's usually when Will gets upset.
Who put the title to this show is Come Join the Boys and I?
I deleted that post. I meant to do it on my timeline.
Okay. Oh.
It's deleted.
I was going to say, wait a second.
I tried to post it on my timeline.
Someone asked what numbers to have in a poll. I was in a couple different pools and it went bad. One guy didn't make it to the ring. One was number 30, which was Dolph Ziggler, lasted about 2 minutes.
There should be like money compensation, like if your wrestler's the one that doesn't make it.
And
to
in the women's
ring.
Rumble, I pulled Vicky Guerrero, who also is not even a wrestler, Kelly, who hasn't also wrestled in about 10 years, but I got points for her because her name is like the same name back to back. They have those kind of fun things. And I forget who the third one was, but I ended up with 2 points. The winner had 20 points, so I didn't do too well. All right, well, Japan Pavilion, we love you. God bless you. We'll be there soon.
Yeah. Out of, you know, most of the pavilions, that one's a pretty good one.
Yeah.
Not going to lie.
If we're going to rank pavilions,
yeah.
What's the bottom pavilion?
Architecture, spot on, love it.
Canada.
Canada's the bottom pavilion?
For me.
Oh, attraction and food, pretty
I
good.
Just walk through that. I'm never really...
Canada's probably the worst pavilion.
I agree. So wrong.
Germany.
Name a pavilion that's worse than Canada.
Germany.
How?
Beer garden.
I would say Germany.
Beer garden.
Germany.
Germany's good.
Germany's good. Teddy Beer's got the chocolate.
I mean, I haven't done the ancestor thing swab yet, but I'm pretty sure I'm German.
Caramel. A whole store dedicated to caramel.
I feel like your ancestor thing is going to go
Someone
straight.
Someone said Dylan Castle coffee. And the boys. All right. That's a good place to wrap it up. How long have we been going? I feel like we haven't gone long enough for a whole show. Is this just flown by?
There are no rules here.
Looks like we've done 36 minutes. I feel like that's pretty...
38?
38 minutes. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys. It's enough. That's enough.
Whoa.
I got to like... Oh, it's 4 o'clock.
It is indeed.
Yeah. Tired. It's a long day.
All right.
With that, we'll be back next week with more. Hope you have a blessed week. Happy vacation. And we will then be only 30 days from the Pod Cruise. And you can go to podcruise.com to sign up last minute. And if, hey, 2019 is not 100% happening. So who knows? This may be the only time you get to cruise with the Grease.
Yeah. The shirt is awesome, by the
it
way.
It is. I've seen it. It's
if
awesome.
You go on
I haven't
it,
seen it, but I've heard
the
about
only way
it.
To get the shirt is to go on the cruise. I know that's a, you know, an I mean, odd thing to say.
Well, it's like but, you want to spend a couple thousand bucks and get a $20 shirt for free. It's pretty good.
I mean, I guess we could release the shirts like $100 a piece if like someone was just like, man, I really want that shirt.
Well, no, they have to come. I'm not. Well, I mean, if we're selling $100 shirts,
that's
then
true.
What have become of us?
Marketing.
Podcruise.com. Sign up. Come with us March 7th through 10th. It's going to be awesome. We're having a great time. We're going to a private island. We're going to Nassau.
Yeah.
And we're going, yeah, on the open seas, we're going to see some sort
of last
show
on the cruise is Gambling with the Grease.
Gambling with the Grease is going to throw down. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Throw them dice, dog.
I think that's where we're going to wrap it up. And I'm Logan Seculo.
I'm Will Haynes.
I'm Terry Weaver.
I'm Matt Lott.
And I'm the Grease.
And we'll see you on the next show.